Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your Friday edition. I can't believe we made it. Okay, I'm going to pull myself together, I promise. I just can't believe it's Friday. Oh, yeah. Friday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swiger. It is the 22nd of May, 2015. All the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. It's taken a little bit of while to actually get used to it, but it seems now the UK primary payment is going to be cashless. That's right, the British are tired of paper and coins. Give me that credit card now. No. It's not all digital, of course. But for the first time, consumers and businesses are actually making more payments with their cards, smartphones, and online banking. According to the Payments Council, they found that 52% were completed without actual physical currency being used, with debit cards actually accounting for almost 24% of all payments. The other is just actual credit cards, because, you know, we can't afford anything anymore. So it's credit on a credit card. That usually happens at the Apple Store. In any case, in the United Kingdom, it seems that plastic is becoming king.
Okay, so now that we've talked enough about Britain, it's time to go to Russia, okay? Okay, now you listen. All right, because in Russia, we've got Apple by balls.
Well, at least it seems that way. Apple is planning on a major international launch for its music streaming service. Yeah, Beats is what we're talking about. And according to what we're hearing, its early launch is going to be in Russia. This is according to Billboard. Now, we all know that Apple's expected to launch, or shall we say relaunch, Beats Music streaming service sometime this year. Could be as early as next month, really. Who knows what we're going to see at WWDC. Now, I know, why Russia, of all places, to launch Beats? Well, according to the Russian language newspaper, you know what? I'm not even going to say this. Chances are the KGB will get a hold of me for pronouncing it wrong. Russia has a rapidly growing streaming market. Actually, it's grown 214% year over year. That's actually pretty incredible. With that kind of statistics, that's where Billboard is actually saying that's why Apple has selected Russia as its first country to launch the Beats service when it is out. I don't know if this is true or not. These are just Apple rumors, of course. But when you got President Putin behind something like this, you can better believe it. He will make all your streaming dreams come true. Well, if you had one of those basic Wii U kits, you know, especially if you're in Japan, well, say sayonara to that thing. And I have a feeling this is probably going to be happening to the rest of the world, too. Nintendo is about to halt all production for its 8GB Wii U basic console in Japan. Now, the product itself has been around since 2012, and let's face it, was never super popular to begin with. Being the fact that 32GB version, yeah, it was about $50 more, so that was kind of, yeah, no-brainer, huh? Somehow, someway, the 8GB model has managed to survive in Japan until now. Now, there's no word yet if Nintendo plans on killing the thing off in the US and Europe, but if production's going to die off in Japan, chances are it's going to die off everywhere else. So if you're an Amazon Prime member and you've got that itching, craving feeling, you know, I'm hungry for something and I want my food now. Well, your day's just about to get a little yummier. Well, at least if you live in Manhattan. The company's first Prime Now location can now shop at a number of local businesses and have fresh food delivered to you within 60 minutes. It's pretty freaking quick. Some of the businesses apparently that are going to be taking part in this is the Gourmet Garage, Billy's Freakin' Bakery. Actually, it's just Billy's Bakery, but it sounds better if it's Billy's Freakin' Bakery, alright. And a few other stores that are going to be offering groceries, cooked meals, and freshly baked cupcakes. That sounds good right now. Now, yes, Prime is starting a bit on the small side, but plans to add more stores across Manhattan over time, and then hopefully across all of the U.S. Now, just like before, Prime's Now one-hour deliveries are going to cost you $7.99. So if you're really craving that cupcake that actually costs probably $2.99, yeah, think about it. Is it really worth a $10 cupcake? Yeah, yes, it is. It sounds so good. And finally, I know we talk a lot about hackers on this show, and usually when we talk about hackers, it's usually those bad hackers, those bad people. But sometimes there are actually good hackers out there. I know, big surprise. One of those is Jada Cyrus, and they've actually compiled a ransomware rescue kit, yeah, like a first aid kit, to help victims decrypt locked files and avoid paying off those nasty bad hackers. Now, what comes in this kit is removal tools for ransomware, along with guidelines of how to actually perform the necessary tasks. Now, Cyrus says the toolkit is useful for decrypting such as CryptoLocker, Tesla Crypt, and CoinVault, which are some of the nastiest ransomwares in circulation today. Cyrus is also saying it's very, very important that when you're about to do this sort of thing, the affected machine must be taken off the corporate network before a form of ransomware is identified. Otherwise, they're going to know what's going on and it's just going to freaking spread. Now, I don't know really how much this ransomware kit actually is, but my gut tells me it's a lot cheaper to pay this than it is to pay off ransom people month after month after month for stuff that you probably shouldn't have been doing in the first place. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find our website at britishtechnetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter, too, at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back here on Monday, getting you caught up on all the best technology news that's going to happen over the weekend. But until then, have a fantastic day, have a great weekend, and thank you so much for listening.